Susan Bartosz from Second Harvest Food Bank and also Chris Zeitler from Jamie's Carpet Shop. We bring them together for a very special day. Chris, thanks for taking time from your busy schedule. I told Craig that December and November are really busy months for the flooring industry, right? People.
Yeah, they sure are. We definitely we've been jamming trying to get everybody's houses all spruced up before the big events on the holidays.
So you got people this week leading up to Christmas trying to get new carpet underfoot and flooring, huh?
Absolutely. It's been crazy.
Yeah. Well, everybody's been home looking to say it, and it's a time where people want to put on a good show at their home, and what better way to do that with some good flooring as well. But also with us, Susan Bartosz from Second Harvest. Susan, this is another one of those times where people are also in need of food. It's continuing even more than it's been probably through the summertime.
Good morning, everybody. And yes, it is. And this is always a busy time of the year for us, but obviously with everything that we're all dealing with, this is an extra busy time. So we've got our direct distributions out almost every day this week, 13 of them this whole month, as a matter of fact, to make sure people have food for the holidays.
Do you change a little bit, in a way, sort of the menu or what people get? Sometimes through the holidays, they may be expecting something a little different. Does that occur, or how does that work in your distribution?
Yes, absolutely. Like ahead of Thanksgiving, we normally don't ever deal with turkeys, just because really the grocery stores are using those for their customers, and so they're really hard to get for us. And so we'll do things like chickens and things. But this year, we got in on the turkey thing pretty early. So we did have turkey, but then we also did mashed potatoes and gravy and all that, and pumpkin pie, all that. And for these holidays now, ham and even things like cookie dough and flour and all that kind of thing, just so that, once again, it's certainly about feeding people, but it's also about dignity and allowing all of our friends and neighbors that are struggling, and most of them not by their own choice, to be able to have some dignity with their own family and come together and try to celebrate their holiday.
Well, we brought you two together, Susan from Second Harvest, Chris from Jamie's, about the Jamie's Carpet Shop Touchdowns to Tackle Hunger. We didn't even know if we were going to have a football season in high school football, but we are glad to have Jamie's on board to donate. Every time there was a touchdown scored, money putting into the coffers for Second Harvest. Chris, tell me a little bit about why you wanted to get involved in something like this and what it really means to sort of help out in the community in that way.
Well, you know, Jamie's has been locally owned and operated for, gosh, over 55 years. I've been here for 35 years at the helm, and community is so important to us. Everything, the kids with sports teams, we've always been a supporter in any way we can of booster clubs and et cetera for our local schools. And this just seemed to be a great idea that we had a couple years ago to be able to, again, tie in with sports and provide a goal for our student athletes. Work harder as if they're not working hard enough as it is, but that it's going to create an extra something. It's just not the touchdown. It's just not the win. This is also a way that we can earmark some of what would be our advertising money to go to help, again, a local organization. And what we try to support all year round, the football for the fall just worked out to be wonderful, and timing with the holidays couldn't be any better.
Absolutely. And Susan, what does money like this do? You have money coming from different sources and some unexpected, and how are you able to take that money and really do a lot with it?
Well, first of all, Chris, he's amazing. This is astounding the way that he weaves this together every single year, and we could not be more humbled and more grateful for them keeping us in mind and what we're trying to do, excuse me, and to partner with us. And what we're really trying to do is, especially when we get these great donations like this, is literally because of everything that's going on, we're turning it around very quickly and getting it out into the community as fast as possible. Obviously, this year, our distributions are no touch, so they're drive-through, so we're filling boxes, and then we've got, you know, bags of produce, bags of bread and bakery and things like that, too. So it's literally a turnaround, and because of the volume and there's a lot of volume out there. Like by the end of this year, which is just a couple of weeks away, we'll have in our four county area served 150,000 unique people. Then now that's at least once, and some of those people may have come to a distribution more than that, but that's one third of the population has had to depend on us this year. And that's pretty unheard of, because prior to that, our numbers were about 88,000 unique people. So we're turning these wonderful funds around as quickly as possible to help people.
All right, we're not going to hold it off anymore. I'm going to Chris, are you ready for the presentation here then?
Great.
Oh, yeah. I'm so used to the big check and doing this in person, you know. I don't have any of the numbers in front of me, but I understand it's all been taken care of already.
Right. Let me just see it. I got to get a drum roll. We have to add that. No big check, but a big drum is going to take over what we have. So for the 2020 football season, the touchdown to tackle hunger, Jamie's Carpet Shop will donate $1,360 to the Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio. How about that? Some applause. Craig,
hey, go team.
Yay.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's
wonderful. That's amazing that you can do that. And every bit helps. And as you mentioned, even when you put some things together year to year, you never know what kind of things are happening. And obviously, Susan, this year.
Oh, yeah.
There are people there that maybe their only connection to the food bank was donating food. And here
exactly.
They are on the receiving end as well.
More than half of our people, they've never been to a food distribution before. They've never had to, but now they qualify.
So they're able to help out and make it through the year, and we're looking for a better 2021.
Right.
Chris, we appreciate your time this morning. I know you guys got to get out there and get the carpet and everything installed as well. And what's new on flooring, if I want to throw out something like that to you this time around? What are people really coming into these days?
Well, you know, the big thing is the waterproof flooring, the click together. It's very user friendly, but be very careful. There's a lot of cheap import items out there, and again, trust your small retailer. I'm a big fan of everybody that's in my kind of business. That's a small retailer. We help each other. It's a family. Just go to your small retailer and get steered the right way. Remember, we're only selling flooring. We're not going to sell you 2x4s and shingles and windows too, because we can't.
How many locations do we have for Jamie's now?
We have three. We're in Elyria by the Home Depot. We're in South Amherst, our original location out on Telegraph Road. And we're in Sandusky in the, I call it the Kroger Plaza.
Yep. Okay. Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning. I know it's a busy season for you. And then Susan as well. It's always busy, and it's been quite a year for you, and we enjoy speaking with you, but looks like the $1,360 is really going to come in handy for Second Harvest. Thank you both for joining us this morning.
Yep, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Thank you so much.
Susan Bartosz from Second Harvest Food Bank joining us. Also, Chris Seitler from Jamie's Carpet Shop with the touchdowns to tackle hunger.
How about that? They talk about five meals, the equivalent per dollar. That's a lot of meals right there.